Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun.
Do the show, bitch.
And let's get started.
All right, here it comes.
It's Ben and Woods.
Try to say this nicely. When you look at Ben, Paul, and me, it doesn't scream athlete.
With Ben Higgins.
Bicka, bicka, bow, 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 bicka, bow, bow, bump, bump, what, ha, 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 ha. On your mark, ready, set, let's go.
And Stephen Woods.
I want to win. I want to win at all costs. I really do. Other than, you know, lying, cheating, and stealing, I don't want to do that, but whatever it takes to win, I'm willing to do.
Ben and Woods.
Blame it on the Henry.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Do the show, bitch!
All right, everybody, good morning. Let's get our heads right. It is a Thursday. It's January 20th. Apparently, the app is back and working, and you missed a really interesting foreplay. Wasn't that great? It was fine. C+, you know, which will get it done, but the app's working, so you can now listen.
It's literally the warm-up portion of the show. It's like showing up for batting practice to
getting your hacks in.
Major League Baseball game. It's fun. You know, you like seeing the guys a little bit early, but they're not going all out.
No, God, no.
No, foreplay is not, you know, head down, sprinting at 100 miles an hour.
No.
It's just taking a few hacks, stretching out a little bit, getting the vocal cords limber for the actual show.
And now we get to the real meat of San Diego Sports Radio. I'm Woodsy. That is Paul Reindel. He's our executive producer. Good morning, Paulie.
Good morning.
Good morning, Benjamin Higgins.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good.
Peppy.
Good.
Feeling good.
Probably the coffee.
Could be. I got an extra shot of espresso this morning.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. All right. Well, listen, a lot of people up in arms yesterday about a Padres prospect list, and I hate
the tweet we just sent out. And Paulie, this is not a personal affront to you.
I'm assuming I probably sent it.
Did you send it?
The Odyssey app is working.
No. The Ben and Woods with Mackenzie Gore dropping out of the top 100. Is it time to panic? We're talking about it now.
Yes.
There's multiple things I hate about that.
Okay, go ahead. You scream at Paulie.
Okay. First of all, and again, I understand.
This is like Stern versus Gary right now.
I understand why we do it. We're trying to drive interest in a segment. Talking about Baseball America releasing their new top 100 prospect list. A former top prospect for the Padres. He was as high as, what, number three in the entire minor league baseball system?
Yes.
Has now fallen all the way out of the top 100. But, first of all, that's just a snapshot of their opinion. If you weren't worried before, why would you be worried now? Now, if you've been following what's been happening with Mackenzie Gore, you should have been concerned months ago. There's nothing new today that's happened to Mackenzie Gore. As far as I know, he didn't develop any new blisters overnight. He didn't walk seven people in a start yesterday. We're in the offseason. We're in a lockout. Nothing happened to Mackenzie Gore yesterday other than a list came out, a list that doesn't affect anything at all going forward.
So why do you hate Paul? That's what
I don't.
I
also don't ever think it's time to panic. That's, you know, the panic button. Is it time to hit the panic button? Even if everything is going wrong in your organization and it's everything is falling apart, the last thing you want to do is panic. That's when you absolutely need to keep your head on straight and keep your wits about when everything else looks like it's going down the tubes.
I'm a bit
you
of a,
don't want to panic.
I'm a bit of
you
a
are.
Panicker. I am.
It's, and it's never a good thing.
It's
Woods.
Not. But you're, it's the good part of our show, the push and pull, the give and take. I'm if something goes wrong, I'm like, blow it up. Blow it up. Blow this out. Blow this. We're starting from scratch. We're going to a cabin. We're going to
We had a national outage with our streaming service,
yeah.
And you wanted to go home.
I was ready to call it a day.
Lost his mind. He hits the panic button immediately.
Yeah. It's not. It's now, different, though. It's not panic. You know what it is? It's furious anger.
Now if you make,
anger.
If you make a rational decision to blow things up, like I have calmly analyzed all the facts here in this case, and I think the correct path forward is to blow things up and do things differently, that's fine. That's required sometimes. You don't want to be stagnant. You don't want to, you know, get stuck in the same place over and over again. But panicking is never the right solution. I don't think to any problem. You know, even if, you know, nuclear missile is headed here. Panicking, you still want to have a rational response. Well, I should probably find a really deep cave or something. You know, you want to think rationally about the problem that's facing you. It's never time to panic.
Yeah, and, you know, when it comes to prospects, I maybe to my detriment, and maybe it rubs people the wrong way, I don't want to say I don't care because there are guys I get excited about. Sure, I do. I really do. I'm excited about Bobby Barrels, best nickname in baseball, Robert Hassel III. I'm excited about C.J. Abrams.
So you're telling me if we just never really heard or saw anything about Bobby Barrels and next year he just was off the top 100 list, you wouldn't panic at all? You'd be like, wait, what the hell? Because we never saw Mackenzie Gore. We have no idea what happened.
If the powers that be at Baseball America decided next year that the Padres didn't have any prospects in the top 100, I would rationally look at that and say, I don't think A.J. Preller and his staff are doing a very good job. We may need to reevaluate our organization. I wouldn't panic. I would be upset. I would be frustrated. But I wouldn't panic about it. And when I look at the numbers of this top 100 list that came out,
Oh, my goodness.
And here's what they decided. And this is, again, this is one publication's opinion. They had C.J. Abrams up to number 9. Great. Robert Hassel III all the way up to number 30. Luis Camposano at number 53. And those were the three in the top 100.
Okay.
Does it sound like not enough? Too many? And the Padres have had more in the top 100 before.
How's that worked out?
Well, first of all, there are 30 teams in Major League Baseball. So you figure there should be an average, if you're an average team, you should have three in the top 100.
If you're a crap team, you may have more.
Because
you've been trading.
Drafting and, early, you've been picking up prospects. But the average around baseball should be, what, 3.3 prospects in the top 100. So the Padres are right there. Also happens that their three are all in or very close to the top half of that prospect list.
Yeah.
Nothing to be really particularly worried about there in terms of where the Padres land in some of the top prospects in baseball. They are right where they should be and maybe a little ahead of the game, especially for a team that's trying to win now in top-level prospects in Major League Baseball. So as opposed to panicking or even worrying, I look at this list and I go, all right, they're still doing a pretty decent job, it looks like, in cultivating top prospects. Now, if I'm Mackenzie Gore, I'm worried that my stock is dropped. You know, my potential is not being reached.
And, but I think you didn't need. If it's not like Mackenzie Gore was like, "Oh my God, I wonder if I'll make the top 100." He knows damn well that his stock has dropped.
Right.
He knows how he performed last year, or you know, lack thereof. When he did get a chance to toe the rubber last year, it did not go well. And so I think Mackenzie Gore is not under any illusions that hey. I mean, does he still believe in himself? I don't know. I don't know the kid.
Does he still throw 98?
No.
Apparently he
not.
Can still get it up there.
I don't think so. Not like he was when the 2 years ago or 3 years ago.
Well, he
ago.
Went through a period where he didn't, but you know, later in the year, they said in the radar gun he was back up 96 to 98. Now, the control was not there or where it was early in his career. So, you know, he still has things to work on. But is there a potentially still good pitcher somewhere inside Mackenzie Gore? Is there... You know, can he still figure it out and get to the big league level?
Sure.
Absolutely.
It remains to be seen on him. You know, he was drafted, Benny, in 2017. It is 2022. Are we reaching the point of, all right, man, like, it's time to, I think we all can agree, it's time to take the next step.
You know, whatever that next step is, I mean, you would like to see him at Petco Park at some point. But I don't know that that's in the cards unless we don't know what he's doing this offseason. We don't know what he's working on. We do know that there were a lot of tinkering going on, changing his mechanics. There was blisters involved. There was just a lot of crap, and there was a lot of crap for everybody. The COVID season really screwed up a lot of baseball players, and he's no exception. So I'm not panicked about it, but then again, I don't get super fired up. I mean, I can remember Paulie and I believe it was my first time in the press box ever. We were at the old station, and Paulie and I really went out of our way to go watch the debut of a young Joey Lucchese. Right? Was that right, Paulie? It was Joey Lucchese's debut, and we were all excited about it. And Joey Lucchese turned out to be an okay pitcher, and I think he's still going to be in the big leagues with the Mets. And okay, I mean, I just don't get super excited. Now, Fernando, his first game, yeah, I was pretty fired up. When it comes to pitching, man, I don't know.
I think there was the hope that there would be that same level of excitement. Mackenzie Gore finally graduated, and the thought, this guy could be an ace right away. That was probably never all that realistic, but we dreamt on it, so we're all feeling the sting of disappointment that right now it doesn't feel that realistic anymore. In fact, we're wondering if he's even going to get to the big leagues, and it would be a failure of the minor league organization if he didn't do it. And we put a lot of eggs in that basket, and it didn't work out, and that will be sad if that's the case. But is now the time to panic because he's not on some list that Baseball America put out? No, nothing has changed from yesterday to today about where Mackenzie Gore stands, what his future looks like with the Padres. It's essentially exactly the same as it was yesterday.
Still hasn't made it yet. Still hasn't, yep, you know, sniffed the big leagues yet.
We'll still be getting a chance when spring training opens up to show where he's at, if, you know, he's got some of those control issues ironed out. And if he does, guess what? He's going to get an opportunity like any other young player would get to rise up in the ranks and maybe make his major league debut, and then we'll see how he does against major league pitching. But nothing changes because of this list.
It's an arbitrary list. It really is.
It's not, you know, lottery balls coming out.
No,
people who know, you know, have studied this and try to do their best. But it is, yeah, it's just a snapshot in time and a list of a group of people's opinions about where minor leaguers are compared against one another.
And don't get it twisted. It's not that I'm not interested. I love when we talk to our pals at Matt Friars. They do great work, great work. But I'm also a big show me, don't tell me. I just am. I'm a, you know, don't talk about it, be about it. Let's see if you're, you know, if you want to take the next step, then take the next step. And, you know, let's be honest, last year, we were at the beginning of last season, didn't we all kind of expect to see Mackenzie Gore sometime at Petco Park? We did not expect to see Rhys Kinnear. We expected to see Mackenzie Gore.
For sure.
And he didn't even get close. It wasn't even close. I mean, it was like, oh, we're going to shuttle him down to a high school gym to throw against the wall. And, I mean, that's literally what it was. I mean, we did a bit on the show that we don't know what he's doing. Maybe he's answering phones at the Peoria Sports Complex.
You reach Peoria Sports Complex. How may I direct your call? Chris, Mr. Kemp, you got a call on line 3.
Thanks, Mackenzie. I mean, literally, we did not know what was going on with him at the time. And we did it kind of tongue-in-cheek. But are we that far off? We all thought, all right, cool, this is going to be great. End of the year call-up. We got our young, what was the comp with him? Clayton Kershaw. We got our own Clayton Kershaw. And I think the frustrating part is you see some of the other prospects for some other teams coming up, and not only like pitching really well, pitching in playoffs and World Series, the Dustin Mays of the world, you know, before he got hurt, you're like, it's a dagger.
Yeah, because if you have too many misses, then you never develop the talent that's required to, you know, be a Dodgers team,
right?
You know, you don't have the horses to compete for a World Series title. You need your talent to hit because you're expecting it to happen, and then when it doesn't, you're left holding the bag. And the Padres were last season in pitching depth left holding the bag. Do you think a Mackenzie Gore on the rise, you know, who jumped into the major leagues last year and was pitching effectively, could have been useful for the San Diego Padres?
Yeah, absolutely.
You're dang right. He would have been useful last year.
Whoa, language.
Well, I mean, you know, fired up about that.
Wow. Yeah, so I didn't get too upset when I saw. I did. I will say this: when I did see that, I went, "Ooh, that's bad." I did think, "Ooh, that's not good." But again, You never know. Hopefully he looks at that, and hopefully he doesn't care too much. Oh, I'm not on the top 100 prospect list of Baseball America. Does he? I don't think that it wakes him up this morning at 4 a.m. to put on a hoodie and go out jogging like Rocky.
But he also shouldn't have cared that he was number three.
Correct.
Because that didn't matter either.
It didn't matter.
And it doesn't matter for C.J. Abrams right now that he's number nine.
Nope.
Matters as much that Mackenzie Gore has dropped out of the 100, that C.J. Abrams has risen into the top 10. Neither of them have done one thing on the Major League Baseball level here.
Yep, and listen, it's our rallying cry for 2022. Ruben Niebla will fix him. Let's get him with Ruben. And that's, and I believe he is working with Ruben right now because he's not on the 40-man, correct?
I think they had to put him on.
Oh, they did, to protect him.
Because he would have been exposed to the Rule 5 draft.
But I'm talking 2 months ago.
Yeah.
All saw pictures of them at Petco Park, so maybe he gave him some stuff to build on.
I'm sure he's got a program that he's following, so... That's the Baseball America news from yesterday that I am not panicking about, Paulie.
You don't
not
panic
hitting
about
the panic button.
Well, and I'm sorry that you were offended.
Apology
by that tweet
accepted.
And I think that if you would like to do something about it, you should log into the Twitter account.
I don't remember
the
password.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you.
When's the last time you responded?
Couldn't tell you what the password was.
Unbelievable.
All right, so we have not only our daily ditty coming up next, we have a bonus ditty.
Oh,
a little ditty.
I have an earworm for you. I'm going to ruin your day, basically,
yes,
is what I wanted to tell you.
Yes, he is.
Also going to make you laugh.
Theme of the week, Paulie's selection, songs about redemption as well. We'll get to that coming up. Michael Wilbon is going to join the program today in our final hour. Looking forward to that. One of the pioneers of the ESPN afternoon talker lineup. Maybe the guys who do it the best.
Big fan, man.
Of
yeah.
all of them.
He's awesome.
PTI. So that's coming up. All guests appear on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads. We'll be right back after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And ships minutes after they took I
from the bottomless pit. But my hand was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphantly. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs.
What's the category again?
Truth,
redemption,
yeah.
Redemption songs.
Redemption and forgiveness. My wife is probably swaying in our kitchen right now with her One Love tattoo on her wrist. Big Bob Marley fan. From the North County.
Have no fear for
very Rasta and reggae. You know, being an Encinitas.
Encinitas actually is a little bit on that wavelength. Well, certain parts of Encinitas.
They want to be.
Leucadia area.
Right. Yeah, very much like Jamaica. Leucadia.
There's a beach.
Yeah.
Ends
that's
an
a jam, though. That is a jam.
Yeah, that's a good. That is a, so it's a pretty song.
Yeah, it is. Good call, Paulie.
Hey, thanks.
All right, we'll wrap up our daily ditty theme next tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow,
I get to come back full circle and make the last choice. As
yeah,
well.
And then Monday is mine, and I'm wiping out all themes for mine. So you
already,
play whatever you want.
Wow.
Yeah. But it's mine.
It's your idea to come up basically with the theme.
No, it wasn't. It was just daily ditty. It was your idea
a few weeks ago.
I think it was your idea, and that's why Woods doesn't want to do it.
Correct. Ah, I see. That's right.
It's run none of my ideas.
Run its course.
Do anything for Woodsy.
What about this idea about this song that I saw circulating on Twitter.com? And my beloved friend Hillary, you may know her as the midday host over at a competing alternative station, legend, the legend Hillary. She tweeted this and basically said, well, I now know what I'm listening to for the rest of the day, and I clicked on it, and it was a huge, huge mistake, but also very, very
so
awesome.
So who is this?
I
who
don't
did
know.
This?
He's an artist named like Tom McGovern, and I went on his YouTube page. He's got a lot of parody songs, some originals, and he just...
And we were talking about Weird Al yesterday, weren't we?
Oh boy, weren't we? I got dragged all day.
A different style of parody song.
Yeah, he did something fairly original, I think. And it's funny because we play the little ditty from Jack and Diane, right?
Little ditty.
So he took that song, Jack and Diane. Now there's a line in that song that has jumped out at me since I was a little kid. Sucking on a chili dog. It was just always so severe.
At the Tasty Freeze.
Yeah, outside the Tasty Freeze. So I'll just play it for you. This is what he did.
You know the line.
You know the line. Yep.
Sucking on a chili dog. Sucking on a chili dog. Sucking on a chili dog. Sucking on a chili dog.
Oh my God.
Sucking on a chili dog. 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 Chili dog. Sucking on a chili dog. Sucking on a dog, sucking on a chili dog.
Murdered
chili.
Me.
Sucking on a chili dog. Sucking on a dog, sucking on a chili dog. Sucking on.
Wait for it.
Murdered me. All day I sang it.
Sucking on chili dog. Sucking on a dog, sucking on a chili dog. Sucking on chili, sucking on a dog. Sucking on a chili dog, sucking on chili dog.
Oh my God.
All day I sang it.
He starts out doing like a cover of the entire song.
Yeah, Jack and Diane.
Once he gets to that line, the rest of the song is just sucking on a chili dog.
I may need to text Shelly about what I want for lunch today now.
Suck on a chili. You're gonna suck on a chili dog.
I want a chili dog. God. Now I want a chili
sucking
dog.
Sucking on chili dog.
You want to talk
sucking
about
sucking on a dog,
earworm?
Sucking on a chili dog.
It just invaded my brain. I was laying in bed last night going, sucking on a chili dog, sucking on a chili dog. It just killed me, man.
Sucking on a chili dog, sucking on a chili dog.
Oh, I hate hate him. I love him, and I hate
him. Sucking on a chili dog.
That's brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. So I thought I would ruin all of your day as well. Thank you.
It really is amazing how well it works.
It really is incredible. I saw a tweet once. A guy said, I was today years old when I realized that sucking on a chili dog was code for wiener. And it knocked me out.
Sucking on chili, sucking on a dog. Sucking on a chili dog, sucking on chili dog.
I hate it so much.
So we need to we need to prime the pump a little bit for our next segment, Woods. Today is National Disc Jockey Day. Now, I wouldn't consider myself to be necessarily a disc jockey, but you've been a real life disc jockey.
Yes and no.
Yes and no. What do you mean no?
Well,
you spun records.
I didn't.
Yourself on the radio. You're the epitome of a disc jockey.
I didn't play any records, number one. A disc means a record or a CD. It was computer programmed, and I just played along
so
with
it. So there's
no
more. The disc jockey does not exist anymore, is what you're saying.
I don't believe that the actual disc jockey exists. You know, but the term DJ, disc jockey, yeah, fine, sure.
I mean, we say things all the time that don't exist anymore, like, you know, dial the phone.
Right.
There's no dial. There's no dial. They're buttons. It's an iPhone. There's no dial at all, but we still say, you know, dial a phone number.
Yeah, so today is National Disc Jockey Day, and it's also Get to Know Your Customer Day. It's national, every day has different things. It's also National Cheese Lovers Day, Ben.
Less relevant to this conversation, but it is true, yes.
Still very relevent to your personal life.
I do like cheese.
We're going to play some of our favorites next. And also, as far as get to know your customers, we'd love to have you guys call in 833-288-0973 and just say hello, or if you have any questions, ask us anything you want. Yeah, we'll open the phones next.
They call that an AMA,
yeah, AMA.
On social
Reddit.
Media.
Yeah.
Yeah. And well, ask me anything.
AUA.
Ask us anything.
But also, we will have at 7 o'clock, please don't leave because you are going to hear. We do have the worst sports radio phone call of all time. Now, I'll be honest with you. I saw the email come through. It was sent to us by Braden, producer for Coach.
This is not from like some far-flung
no, this is from here.
New York station. This was from our own airwaves.
Yeah, this happened yesterday. I haven't heard it yet because it says this is the worst call of all
I
time.
I have. You are,
I want
you're
to hear
not,
it live.
You're not overselling it. You really aren't.
Yeah.
It's up there. I've heard a lot of bad ones. This one is right up near the top. It is pretty incredible. So
I can't wait. So that's coming up.
We're gonna have to like restrain you.
Okay, I can't wait to hear it.
Yeah,
so that's coming up as well. But yeah, call us now 833-288-0973. We'll honor the disc jockeys in your life and so much more.
Ben Woods, San Diego's number one alternative sports station. Can we be an
Ooh,
alternative
like
sports
oh,
station?
Like oh, I like that.
I mean,
alternative sports.
I guess
show.
That makes it sound like we cover a lot of skateboarding. Perhaps
I've been on a show that tried to do that.
Yeah.
That is true. How'd that work?
Well, I'm here now.
We're 97.3 The Fan.
Nice to meet you. Nice to know me. What's the message?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Sarah Bennett Woods is brought to you by the Auto Club of Southern California. Get a free AAA full picture quote with the Auto Club. Looking to save money on auto insurance? It's easy. Get your free quote at AAA.com/insurance. You could save even more when you bundle your homeowner's or renter's policy, too. Visit AAA.com/insurance today for your free AAA full picture quote. Our phone lines are open. It is National Disc Jockey Day and Get to Know Your Customers Day. So we're going to combine the two and do a little open phones, ask me anything segment.
Love it.
833-288-0973.
Quite a disc jockey. You're not allowed to have those mistakes.
No.
You only got a very limited time.
I really need that sign back with the phone number. I never realized how much I relied on looking
it's a
up.
Crunch.
And remembering, because the phone numbers just don't pop into your head. We don't remember phone numbers the way we used to.
No.
I know my phone number and my wife's phone number.
Yeah,
every other one is saved in my phone.
My
I don't even know my kids' phone numbers. I need to actually go into my phone and look it up. And so I look up for that number, and it's not there anymore. And I have to then start thinking. And once I start thinking, you know, bad things happen.
You missed your calling. I mean, you do great at this, but you would have been a great disc jockey. You got the deep pipes and like some easy listening. You would have slayed. It's just a position that's really going by the wayside, unfortunately, because I think. You know, there's very few that actually get a chance to express their personalities like they used to, you know, like some of these legends. And San Diego, I'm telling you, like I didn't grow up here, but some of my radio heroes are from here and lucky enough to meet and work with some of them. But this one here, we've played it for you guys a long, long time ago. But if you've never heard, he's the greatest of all time. And he was right here in San Diego, and his name was JoJo Kincaid. And there's nobody like JoJo. It's incredible. I'll let JoJo speak for himself.
Friday, my attitude is showing. JoJo cooking here on Q. 1-6. Write the song down. Word up. This will get you $106 if you count to win on the Q.
Man, with the beat.
The beat.
Yep. The cadence, the pattern.
You don't have to tell me what day it is. It's Friday. Party.
1987.
We can be getting now. It's fire. Oh, clock if you're ready to do it. Quitting time. KKLQ, AM and FM, San Diego. If you're ready, let's get cooking.
Woo! I mean,
it keeps going.
Yeah.
Feels good. San Diego's new Q106. It's Friday, and I'm cooking.
JoJo Kincaid.
Go ahead. Ask me.
What time is it?
Just after 5 o'clock, it's time to party, baby.
I still got 10 seconds to get to the dance floor.
Monster music in the marathon and free money. $106 coming up for you on the Q.
It's just like a work of art.
Now, what really impresses me about that is nowadays, you know, Paul has the magic fingers with our digital sound drops in the show. Back then, in the 1980s,
I mean, what is he playing those off of?
Probably a cart.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
just painstaking.
Like, just a painstaking process of stacking all the different little tapes and everything that are required to put that together.
It's unbelievable.
New Q1.
You got a record going.
Yeah.
You got, I mean, multiple.
Big earthquake yesterday in Los Angeles. This is the weekend kickoff, so I can. I feel the ground shaking again here. It's Friday. I'm feeling real good.
Unbelievable.
Weather for San Diego, beautiful. 70s and 80s all weekend long.
You're driving home from work Friday night. You're like, time to race.
He really liked Fridays, didn't he?
He loved Fridays.
What did the Monday show, sound like?
Just like that.
San Diego's Q106 remake of the old Heller Melford song. Simpler Red doing it. JoJo cooking. Traffic hernia. No!
So
don't do that. Listen to John Hoffman's AccuTraffic. Coming up in just a second. Here's Prince on Q.
Don't.
He's a legend.
The timing.
I could listen to it all day long. I'm such a radio nerd, and it just
and that's all live.
Oh, yeah.
And not
that's,
you know, they couldn't edit it in back then. He had to hit those exactly right. He wasn't just precisely placing his sound voice tracks where they needed to go. That is incredible.
It's incredible.
That first one still.
Friday, my attitude
this
is showing. JoJo cooking here on Q106. Write the song down. Word up. This will get you $106 if you count to win.
On the Q.
Oh, come on. Dude, you're driving home
is
from
it?
Work on Friday. Let's go.
I was not even born yet when this air check happened, and I didn't grow up here in San Diego, but I have talked, I've played these clips for my wife,
yes.
And she goes, oh my gosh, my dad would just have this
crates.
Blasting
crates.
In the house, in the car,
it's
while
good
he's
old
mowing
days,
on,
man.
Like whatever.
The good old days.
Is it a good idea to be playing someone who's so much better at what we do than how we do it?
You gotta celebrate it, man. You gotta celebrate
like, wow,
it.
These guys really don't know what they're doing. Well, now that I hear someone who knows what they're doing,
it's legendary.
These guys really don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, it's just,
San Diego's been blessed. We had JoJo Kincaid.
Yep.
There's guys that are still in the air that have been doing this for a long time. I mean, who could forget about this?
Right now, today, we're offering you five classes for $50 at Club Pilates.
On the Q!
San Diego's premier Pilates studio. Club Pilates offers the most Pilates classes and reformer classes in San Diego. Conveniently located off Marina Boulevard, right in the heart of San Diego.
Still around, by the way, Club Pilates. And every time I see it, I scream.
When you have great advertising like that, you have built a successful winning business.
That's exactly right. Want to get some calls?
Yeah, let's.
Right, let's
we got to do a quick check of traffic. I see some phone line lit up there. 833-288-0973. Ask us anything for the rest of this hour on Ben and Woods. We'll do that right after the traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Get to know your customers today, Woodsy. Why don't we get to know some of our tier ones 97 out there.
97.3
On the Fan. 833-288-0973. Let's just start with Steve. Steve,
hi,
welcome
Steve.
To The Fan. Let's get to know our customers. How you doing, man?
Yeah, you guys doing? Do you guys shop at Home Depot?
Rarely.
When I have to.
Yeah,
there's one right down the street from my house. I try to avoid it. I'm like a man lost inside Home
Usually
Depot.
Usually means there's a problem.
Yeah.
I'm an employee lost in there, so, but hey,
nice.
Your customers, I got you too. There we
got
go.
That orange apron?
Oh, yeah. Got one every week. I'm going to date myself here because my favorite DJ was my favorite DJ before I knew what a DJ was. It was Johnny Fever on WKRP in Cincinnati.
100%, man.
Howard Hesseman.
You know what that show did for this business for a long time? I mean, that was like it. It was everyone watched that show and, oh, I want to be in radio. There's pretty women. They're making money. They're having fun.
It's not what radio's like.
It's really different. It's really different, Steve. It's very different.
Right. Hey, have a good day, guys.
You too, buddy.
Thanks, man.
Appreciate you.
I enjoyed... let's see. There was a news radio with Dave Foley. That show was actually pretty entertaining. Brought Joe Rogan into the forefront, if I remember correctly.
What show?
News radio.
News radio, yeah.
I
didn't watch much of that. It was a dark period for me, so didn't watch much television.
And then there was a sports night, which was the great TV, like the Sports Center show that I enjoyed as well. That kind of showed you the behind the scenes at a television station, or in that case, a network sports station.
Missed that one entirely.
You didn't see that one either?
No.
Peter Krause and Josh Charles. Really good show.
Never heard of either of those men. and but never. I don't
Peter Krause was in 6 Feet Under. Did you watch that one?
A little bit.
Yeah,
a little bit.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Let's go to Nick. Nick, you're next up on our AMA Get to Know Your Customers
Day.
React to me. Morning, guys.
Club
Morning.
Pilates.
Hey, I just a quick call. I got a little bit of a bone to pick with Pauly here. So
bring it.
Word on the street from a line from a family member now is back in the day when you used to do a little mix it up with the Young Life group, a certain somebody gave you a Randy Jones bobblehead to get signed by Randy Jones. And what I'm understanding is it never got back to the original owner, you know. So I was like, hey, I'm going to take this into my own hands. And I'm going to have to rib Pauly a little bit because he seems like a pretty nice guy. I've only heard good things. But, you know, I got to give it to you a little bit, Pauly.
He sold that Randy Jones bobblehead for $75,000.
Really?
So you
I mean, we
you
could act, we could probably get Randy to just come in here and bobble his head if we wanted
yeah.
to.
You know, radio salaries just aren't what they used to be.
So you cast
it
in.
Some tough times.
All right, what's this Young Life? Were
it
you
was
like a Young Life leader?
Youth mentorship when I was coaching high school baseball over at Grossmont.
Sounds like a cult.
And I don't remember this
a lot of kids.
Example or this story at all. I do not ever remember getting handed a Randy Jones bobblehead.
Can we see Paul going, oh, yeah, I know Randy Jones. I'll do it. Yeah, I can get it for him. I would do the same thing. So, and then I go, God dang it. Why do I always say I'll do things for people? And then I actually have to follow
And you
got to
drive it out to Poway and find Randy.
I'll never. I hope. I'm sorry if he's listening. I'll never forget the guy calling in. Hey, Woods, can you go down to the team store and get me a period for my jersey?
They forgot
to put
remember
a period.
That story? Does ever just remember, remind everybody of that story.
Well, I get a lot of DMs asking me if I can do things. I'm, you know, fairly approachable guy and. Guy wrote me, I think he lived out of state at the time. He's here now because I played baseball against him this year. And he got a new Tatis jersey, but they forgot to put a period at the after junior.
JR period.
Right.
An abbreviation for the word junior.
He DM'd me asking me if I could run down to the Padres team store and ask them if they had a period that I could then go to UPS or the post office and ship him. Like I'm like, what? No, I'm a nice guy, but you're pushing the
That's
limits.
A little above and beyond.
Yes. I'm not driving. Hey, do you have a period? Excuse me, sir? That's very inappropriate. No.
He was worried that people would look at his jersey
That's
and go,
fake.
Who's Tatis Jr.?
Yeah, who's Tatis Jr.?
Because there's no period.
They put the comma in, but not the period at the end of junior. And he asked me to go get it. And I lit him up on the air the next day. And I felt bad, but not that bad. Not bad enough to actually go down. I will say, I did consider it for a second after I felt bad, but...
Ask him if he needs any groceries.
Yeah. Anything else I can do for you, sir? Make you a sandwich as I deliver it? Like, it's... People cross the line a little bit from time to time.
Occasionally. 833-288-0973. I think this is Doug. Welcome to 97.3 The Fan. Good morning, Doug.
Hi, Doug.
Good morning, guys. It's kind of like a radio station retro contest. I don't know if you remember this. I moved here in about 94, and I think it was on 95. I think they had it for a few years. It was 100.7, I think, had it, where it was a contest. They had put a truck, like a van, or I'm sorry, an SUV on the beach, and like everybody had to like put their hand on it and hold their hand on it.
Yes.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, the person that kept their hand on it the longest would win it or something.
There has been several radio contests over the years that have actually gotten radio stations in trouble, like because what they did, people were so desperate to win a prize that it would become dangerous.
A lady died drinking milk or water gallons and got to win like Taylor Swift tickets.
Yeah.
For her daughter, and she actually passed away.
God, I remember
and
that.
And they said, you can't do
this. Yeah,
the
they've done like,
anymore.
How long can you hold it in before you have to go?
I mean,
people have done like serious damage just to win tickets or prizes. Now, car, pretty great prize, but still,
you
want to
stand there with your hand on it and you're sleeping there. There was
I learned people will do anything for a prize.
They really will.
I mean, when I started in radio, I was a promotions guy, and like we'd be out at the fair, we'd run out of prizes, and people would wait in line for an hour to spin a wheel. We didn't have anything
didn't
to
have
give.
Yet.
We'd be like, you get a high five.
They just wanted
to
spin it.
Pumped.
It's gnarly. It's so funny how that works. You can't really do the stunt contests anymore. So you got to be careful. But man, back in the day when it was the Wild West, bro, they'd have you
doing
everything.
It's crazy. I mean, think about what people would do.
yet you could say, hey, we're going to give away tickets to this Padres game. All you have to do to win is go down to the ticket office, bring about $40,
right,
and you will win a pair of Padres tickets to tonight's game. They wouldn't do that in a million years.
No.
But they will do things that are like dangerous to their health to win them for free.
It is pretty amazing, man. It really is amazing those days.
We got our friend Kathy up in L.A. Kathy, been a while. Good morning. Welcome to 97.3 The Fan.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Good. Doing well.
That DJ brought back so many memories. I mean, I don't think there's anybody on the radio like that anymore.
Nobody. Just the energy, the craft, man. It was just unbelievable. JoJo was one in a million.
Oh, yeah. It was amazing.
Get you fired up, right? Like the guy coming through the radio, he's getting you fired up. He's like helping set your day. It's, you know, you got to remember.
Got me fired up 35 years later.
100%, man. It gets me going every time.
Yeah, you guys have a great day. I'm
Thanks, Kathy.
Thank you, dear. Have a good one.
Was Kathy in the bathtub?
Maybe.
I thought I heard like water splashing a little bit, but that's okay. All you right. can call us from anywhere. You can just ask us anything. Call us from anywhere morning here on Ben and Woods, 833-288-0973.
I did find a few little factoids. Do you know why today is National Disc Jockey Day?
No.
It's on the 20th because one of the original DJs died 57 years ago today, Alan Freed.
Alan Freed.
Who helped really popularize the term rock and roll back in the 50s.
Pretty awesome. Pretty awesome.
How did he die? Tragic disc jockeying accident?
No.
Okay.
I don't think it was anything sinister, you know, was
and,
it?
Well, a lot of disc jockeys back in the day, this is going to shock you, were heavy smokers.
Yes, big time.
It was one of the things that gave them their rich, delicious voices. And so you had a spate of disc jockeys who ended up, unsurprisingly, getting lung cancer.
I went to college with a buddy who had never smoked a cigarette before, but then he and some friends started up a band. They were trying to start a band. And he started smoking cigarettes just to affect his voice.
Get the voice. Yeah, hell yeah. Scott Stapp.
Woods, you sound a little bit like you are a smoker. I know you're not generally, but...
I have.
You've got some of that.
So do you, though.
See, now I've never smoked
ever.
A thing in my life.
Have you ever smoked a cigar?
No.
Wow.
Never taken a puff of anything.
So much to corrupt him with. I wonder if we could try to corrupt him with anything and if anything would actually stick. You know?
Like what? Like my bad habit that I could finally get to?
Like, well, yeah. After 46 years of living the straight and narrow, I'm like, hey, try this cigarette. And then he's like running downstairs and blasting cigs.
I have one really bad habit, and I've never been able to cure myself of it since age 6. I bite my fingernails.
Oh, I do too.
No.
Yeah. Oral fixation.
Can't stop. 40 years.
JoJo Kincaid would kill us for this break right now.
It's not quite as energetic.
No.
Feels good. Feels good. San Diego's new Q106 is Friday.
All right, that's okay. We got to where I wanted to get to because coming up next, it quite possibly may be the worst sports radio phone call of all time.
I can't wait to hear
it. Not in its awkwardness, just in its flat out take.
It's the take
that we got yesterday on the Coach John Quintero show.
I can't wait to play it. I have not heard it yet. I'm hearing it live with all of you listening for the very first time.
And then we'll play a little take on Woods.
Bothered me that you didn't listen to it because I'm like, I heard this and you haven't heard it yet.
I haven't heard it. I want to hear it live. I want my live natural reaction.
833-288-0973. Want a chance to win a getaway to Las Vegas, but you got to take down Woodsy. All coming up next on 97.3 The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!